Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. Prediction special for Fastlane WWE 2018.
Yeah.
Fastlane is traditionally a shit show.
Yeah.
Typically a crap show that we have no interest. This year, they have seemingly tried to bring anticipation for this year's Fastlane to an all-new low.
Mm-hmm.
It really just feels like another episode of SmackDown.
Here's the thing, though. There's at least three. I mean, you can maybe say four matches on here. That, heck, maybe even five that I'd really like to see if they were built properly.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, man. Look,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's if you look at the card on paper, it doesn't look bad, just the build to said card has been pretty bad.
I'm interested to know which match you... Well, I know which one it is that you don't really care about. But no, this one right here, this one that we're going to start with...
Oh.
It shouldn't happen.
No, I agree.
I don't care what the build is, shouldn't happen.
What if the match is Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev? What if Nakamura had to put up his spot at Mania on the line against Rusev? At least...
No... No, the problem is they need...
No, I understand the problem is that. Would it make it any more interesting? Set that problem aside. Would it make it any more interesting?
I mean, yeah, if whenever there's stakes involved with something, then yes, it makes it more interesting, sure. However, the problem is the thing. You can't put that aside. As much as I love Nakamura and I love Rusev, right now is not the time for this feud. Because Nakamura, they need desperately for him, for the crowd to be behind Nakamura.
Yeah.
Or at least the crowd to really be interested in Nakamura. And the crowd really loves Rusev right now.
Yeah.
He's the hot guy. He is not the guy. You mentioned this earlier on the SmackDown recap. He should be in the U.S. title scene right now.
Yeah, he should.
He shouldn't be doing this Nakamura thing.
Imagine granted, Jinder is doing great work in the U.S. title scene. Imagine if Rusev and Aiden English were occupying that role.
Or even had it like some sort of convoluted four-way. They're always good at doing this, or they have been good at doing stuff.
Yeah, Jinder and Rusev have history at least be tag team partners.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not what we're saddled with. We're saddled with Nakamura versus Rusev. I love both these guys. I think they're both great.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the problem. Nakamura goes over. This is where all my confidence points are, all six.
All
there is no chance. Not a chance. If Rusev goes over here, then I'm quitting going in Raw. This is a career match for me.
All right, all right.
If that happens, you're on your own.
I, too, am picking Nakamura. Five confidence points.
Okay, so you're almost there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one more match I feel slightly more confident about.
Okay, I know it's going to be this one, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, we've flip-flopped on this one. Okay, that's fine. All right, here we go. We both choose Nakamura with high level of confidence
points. Yeah, there's no doubt that he's picking up the win this match.
So, brief explainer on confidence points. It's something that gamblers use, is that right? Or sports betting of some sort?
I first used it in some fantasy league. Not fantasy football where you do lineups. It's when you pick winners for each week.
Mm-hmm.
You pick winners for each schedule and the one you feel more confident about.
Oh, it's okay.
You assign more points. That's the first
one. That's how it is. There are six matches. So the match that we are most confident with, the outcome of, we assign six points to.
Least confident, one, and all the numbers in between. You know,
and mathematically, that should end up picking, you know, like, oh, well, you were most confident in, like, the most number of matches via this point system. You add up the points.
Yeah, we had the most points because it was coming down to our predictions coming down to one match, and it was boring.
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
It was kind of boring.
This
anyways,
hasn't been much more
thrilling.
Did you
mention what the problem was with this Rusev-Nakamura match? We did in the SmackDown recap, but I don't think he did here. The problem is, essentially, that Rusev is one of the most over talents in the entire company.
I said that here. Yeah, I said that here. Yeah, Rusev is organically massively over right now. And Nakamura, they're trying to get over, and the crowd really wants to get behind him, but Creative has dropped the ball in a way that I find absolutely mind-boggling and ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
So it's not a good look on their part to have Nakamura going up against a guy who is supremely over. The crowd will be chanting Rusev Day. They will want Rusev to win. Next, Bob Roode versus Randall Orton for the United States Championship.
So do we both agree that Jinder is going to get involved somehow in the festivities?
And it's going to lead to a triple threat at Mania for the U.S. title in the kickoff show.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I have Randall Orton going over.
Okay.
I was, after reading and thinking about A.O. Worm's fantasy booking scenario and our SmackDown recap, I thought about it some more. I thought going into or leaving last night's show, there was a chance that Randall Orton could pick up the win. But the more I think about A.O. Worm's scenario, the more I'm convinced that is how it will play out for the most part. I will pick Randall Orton with one confident point.
Okay. I assign this 3 confidence points. However, I kind of deserve a bonus point if it goes down this way.
Oh, I'm also saying, sorry, Jinder will interfere. That stipulation's involved.
Orton's going to win. However, Orton will not leave as the United States champion. Orton's going to go over by DQ thanks to interference from Jinder. He'll look strong. It'll be as if he should have won the title. Bobby Roode retains his championship, but he loses via DQ thanks to Jinder Mahal. And everybody then will have motivation to want to include Jinder in the three-way.
Confidence point 3?
3. 3 confidence points.
Gotcha. But yeah, this is heading towards a triple threat match at Mania for sure.
So you think this is going to be a short, potentially a short title reign for
Randall Orton? Yeah, they'll give Randall Orton his grand slam, and then but with an asterisk because he was aided, however unwillingly, by Jinder Mahal.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. So you think we're going to see Randy leave with the U.S. title?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's one thing that I'm kind of iffy on is the fact that I don't have any titles changing hands on this pay-per-view. None. So you might have a point there, but I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not, but I'm going down the limb a little bit.
No, it's good. It's good. Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. I have only assigned 2 confidence points to this because I'm not very confident.
No, I don't know. This seems like a SmackDown match.
Yeah. No, it is. It totally is.
I'm trying to think about how it could launch storylines for anybody involved beyond Natalya just saying that she's going to challenge the winner of the SmackDown Women's title match later on. For any 4 of these women, and the best I can come up with is that they've got something going between, and have for a while, between Becky and Carmella that might lead to something at Mania. If Becky faces Charlotte, Carmella might try to cash in, something like that.
So here's where I stand on this. I think the heels go over.
Same.
I'll tell you why. Okay, good. I'll tell you why. Natalya has already said that she's going to challenge for Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this one, but that's kind of dependent on her winning here.
Yes.
So that's going to launch her story somehow. She'll try to get into Mania. She's not going to get there. Becky Lynch was also standing tall, almost taking off Carmella's arm on the last episode of SmackDown. If we use that math, Carmella's going to go over. The heels will go over. It'll also maybe give Carmella. They're going to have to do something with that briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to at least start teasing it a bit more than they have maybe. So she's going to need some momentum with that aspect of things. I think there's no reasons really for Naomi to go over or Becky Lynch really to go over. Becky Lynch is either going to have that match at Mania against Charlotte or she's not.
Mm-hmm.
This match doesn't depend on that happening. Natalya, Carmella go over. I think that also evens out my winners and losers in terms of heels. And
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I picked Natalya and Carmella primarily for that reason because there wasn't a whole lot of heels going over in the matches I picked. So.
Okay. All right. Next, we've got... Oh, how many confidence points you put on?
2.
Okay, same as me. Next up, we've got... It's going to get to the point where our confidence points are going to be the same, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're doing prop bets sometimes.
Yeah. Next up, we've got the Usos versus the New Day.
I'll be honest, this is the hardest pick for me.
I have 1 confidence point in this.
Okay, who do you have going over?
The Usos.
Okay.
Simply because the New Day winning their titles again might happen at Mania, but that also might be the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yes.
I don't see a hot potato thing going on.
Here's what I think would actually be the more interesting story, at least for me personally. New Day wins. Usos have to do whatever they can to get their way on the Mania card.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be a great story.
That's good. That they've been hammering that home.
Yeah. But also, if they find a way to retain, not necessarily saying win, but retain, that would assure them a spot on the Mania card.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like, I don't know if the Usos is necessarily going to win, but they will retain those titles.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Bludgeon Brothers came out after another great match between these two teams, because they've put on stellar matches across the board. During the match, Bludgeon Brothers come out, kind of make their mark on the upper echelon of the SmackDown tag division,
mm-hmm.
lay both teams out,
mm-hmm.
but in the end, the Usos retain.
Okay. Very well. Next, Charlotte versus Ruby Riott. You have all your confidence points on this.
Yeah. On Ruby Riott.
Yeah. Whoa. No.
Charlotte. Charlotte's retaining. Charlotte's winning this match. I virtually see no way Ruby Riott would win this match.
I agree with you.
As much as I like Ruby Riott, this is Charlotte's match to win. She would be carrying the SmackDown's title into Mania.
They have done nothing to convince me that this is even a toss-up.
Yep.
I have. If it wasn't for Nakamura Rusev, I mean,
this would be the sixth.
This would be the sixth.
Yeah.
This could easily be swapped out. Charlotte with all but one of my confidence points. Five confidence points for Charlotte. They have done nothing to inspire confidence with me in Ruby Riott, and which is a shame. I think she's great.
Yeah.
I think in better hands, she could be like a real major player.
If she had cut that promo she cut on SmackDown this last week, like the first time she spoke on the mic,
it'd
have been a heck of a lot more effective.
Yeah.
And they could have done a storyline over the last 2 months of Ruby Riott just really tearing down Charlotte.
Yeah.
But they haven't done any of that.
Imagine Charlotte back when Ruby Riott and the Riott Squad debuted. Imagine she picks up a win over somebody in the ring. That person slinks out. Charlotte's kind of celebrating in the ring. Lights go down. Lights go up. Ruby Riott's there, and Charlotte's being held down by Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan. And Ruby Riott drops that promo, says, "I'm here to collect. I'm here to tear down your myth."
Yeah.
Then we will have known the entire time why she's there and not been questioning things. Because we asked about what the motivation is, because we got that from Absolution.
Pretty early on, yeah.
Pretty early on, and Ruby Riott and Riott Squad's needed that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame they waited this long. This
could have
been an interesting long-term program. Instead, it's just been a bunch of matchups.
Yes, it's been six women involved in various tag matchups and singles matchups.
Nothing has escalated.
Not really.
Next, AJ Styles versus John Cena versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler.
No, AJ Styles is winning this.
Yeah, he wins.
Four confidence points for you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this again, so I like that we explain confidence points, but this literally comes down to one match, I think.
Bobby Roode
versus Randy Orton.
Yeah,
that's going to be it. So, yay. But yeah, I don't see. I mean, the only reason this didn't get five confidence points or six confidence points is that all other scenarios are just too ridiculous. There is the element of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens that could maybe they'll pick up the no.
Probably not.
No.
I mean, they still have several SmackDowns between now and Mania. They can always put the belt right back on AJ, but at no point am I at the least bit concerned that we're not getting Styles versus Nakamura at Mania.
And here's the thing. At some point, they have to build Styles Nakamura.
I know.
And they only have 3 weeks to do it, so I don't see them dicking around with this anymore after Fastlane. I think Cena's probably going to do Taker after this or whatever they're going to do with that. He'll find his road now that if Mysterio was supposed to be the road and he's injured, but now we were hearing that and might not be that bad.
Yeah.
They're only going to have like 3 weeks after this to build Nakamura Styles. I cannot believe that we're going to be sitting there on Tuesday and AJ's not going to have his title, not going to have his match, and he's going to have to figure that out in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That can't be the build. It has to be dealing with Styles and Nakamura facing off one-on-one.
Yes.
So, I mean, honestly, if there was a three-way tie for confidence points, I'd probably put it there with Charlotte and Nakamura.
Yeah. That's not how it works, though.
Doesn't work that way.
No, do you want to do a couple prop bets?
Yeah.
Does Undertaker show up?
No.
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 No. We both say no. So that's meaningless.
That's meaningless.
Who eats the pin in the main event?
Okay, that's a good one. I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
Okay.
I'll say Kevin Owens because I feel like he needs to be down and out going into his match against Sami Zayn. He needs to feel the sting a bit more. I'm not talking about Steve Borden. He needs to feel the sting. So I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
I was inclined to say Kevin Owens, but to make these prop bets matter in the least, I can't say Kevin Owens. So I'm going to say Dolph.
Okay, all right.
Based on the match they had in SmackDown with no resolution.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe the finish sees Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn just go at each other, fight amongst each other, taking them out of the equation in the finish of the match entirely, leaving Dolph, Cena, Corbin left in the ring with AJ. Dolph eats the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can eat a pin fine.
He can eat a pin. On the other hand, there is, let me ask you something. Is there any chance John Cena eats that pin?
Yeah, it's possible.
That's kind of possible, too, because his story is, like, there's even more stink on his lack of a road.
It's absolutely definitive if he eats that pin.
Yeah.
Close the show, yeah.
No road.
Especially after he beats Styles.
Yeah.
On SmackDown a couple weeks back.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of other prop bets. Okay. Do you think they're gonna do? What are they gonna do in the kickoff? Mojo tie again?
Could be.
Did they do that in the last kickoff? Or was that
no? It's just at the house show.
We went to the house show, but then we heard also
it's
really?
Dark matches. Dark matches.
They didn't. Oh, hold on a second. They didn't do a kickoff?
I don't think so.
What was the kickoff? What was in the kickoff for? Let's see here. I'm just gonna put tie versus Mojo kickoff. I'm just gonna see what happens. Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Very well, then. That could be it. I mean, I can't really think of much else.
They've been doing that match. I mean, you have the people who aren't being used. You've got the Ascension. You've got Bludgeon Brothers. We both kind of agree they're going to show up somehow.
Yeah, in the tag title match.
At the end.
Yeah.
You've got Fashion Police. So, yeah, it's got to be Ty Mojo.
Yeah, it's got to be Ty Mojo.
All right.
Especially if they've been doing it on the house show and Dark Match Circuit. You got
to
think.
All right, well, hey, listen. So the house show they went to, Mojo picked up the win.
Yeah, but I heard the Dark Match, Ty picked up the win.
All right. So do you want to...
I'll go with Ty, man.
I'll go with Mojo. That's going to decide things.
I know, probably.
Well, this has... I mean, you'd think that has to decide it. Orton has to decide it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, because these prop bets are just worth a single point.
Mm.
Actually, now I change this to John Cena. I'm going to change this to John Cena. John Cena is
really?
Thing, yeah.
Wow, okay. Convinced by the Cena needs the low road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I thought about that too, but
he needs the gutter, the ditch to WrestleMania.
A crisis of confidence,
yeah,
Steve.
There you go.
Story I've always wanted to see.
There's only one person who can
uplift Cena.
Who can get me out of my slump. And if I win this match, it'll be the biggest match of my career. The Undertaker.
Or he'll just take Mania off.
Or I'll just take Mania off.
Apparently, there is no road to me for WrestleMania.
I have come to that. Five. I'm accepting of that
I have
conclusion.
Three movies lined up between now and Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hope everybody has a good
until next time.
What if he hosts?
You can't see me.
What if he hosts with Elias?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That'd be great.
Great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Anyways. Wow, what a great predictions we
can't
did.
Wait for Fastlane.
Can't wait for Fastlane. I think we're going to do
show.
A live stream.
Yeah.
Probably going to do a live stream.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll see. Anyways, stay tuned on Twitter at RealGoingInRaw to find out if we do it. Probably going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.